Hurumaina Dennis is the Kaitiaki Matua at Te Puia Memorial Marae and the Indigenous Homeless Service Delivery Model, Manaaki Tangata e Orua. We're talking about homelessness growing in Tamaki Makaurau. Hey, Huri, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us again, mate. Kia ora.
Yeah, morena tau, morena tātou ma, morena both.
Sorry to get to you a little later than I would have liked. So we've got 5 minutes. We have to fire off these quick questions to you, mate. Mm. Is homelessness growing in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yes. It is, Dale. The lines are getting longer. The problem is the pipeline's got a big block down the other end. The flooding, all the rest of it, has pushed our whānau further down the line, and other whānau have taken priority to house them. Many of them obviously suffered from the flooding, so that's one thing. I think the other thing is, Dale, the complications inside whānau, homeless, kāinga kore. The family issues are just very complicated, so it's not just about having a whare anymore, which ends up being the easy part. And the last part, Dale, is we have a marriage between MSD, Kāinga Ora, and MHUD that isn't very nice. And as a result of that, at the front end, the service delivery end, it can get quite complicated and unnecessarily slow. So there's some man-made issues there, Dale, a lot of man-made issues, but in answer to your question, it's not getting better, getting a little bit more complicated in terms of issues the whānau are coming with, eh?
Tēnā koe. Mm. Have you some ideas how this could be altered so the people most in need, and there are some very desperate whānau out and about now, can get the sort of support that we should expect to be able to provide? You say that there's a blockage here. How do we unblock that?
Yeah, that look, the white claim, homeless white claim part one came out around homelessness. It was an urgent need, which is why they had that come out first. And inside of the corridor there was a lot of whakaaro around a Māori, a taumata Māori for housing and homelessness, taumata that would have end-to-end oversight of everything from emergency housing all the way through to home ownership. It's a big piece of work, Dale, but they've done it with the Māori Health Authority. They should do the same with housing and homelessness. More so, Dale, because probably about 70 to 80% of those being impacted are our people. Being homeless in your own country is not flash. That's the first thing. The second thing is the marriage that I talked about previously. We've got three agencies who've been tasked by the government to lead out and resolve housing and homelessness issues. They're all supported by their own pieces of legislation that goes vertical. Nothing goes horizontal, Dale. It's too sticky, it's too buffy. And as a result of that, the resources, the funding, the people who are supposed to be helping are not doing what they could be doing, probably operating at 50% or less. The sad thing is that they even know this. They know it's not happening. But when you have vertical pieces of legislation doing what they do and say you can only operate in this perimeter, in this silo, it's never going to be unblocked, Dale. There's just too much bureaucracy on top of this, which is what was supposed to have happened in 2016. They had that cross-party reference kaupapa when National was in. Now, that was supposed to unblock things, but as time's gone on, leaderships have changed, so has focus and public opinion. So it's a long piece of work, but a taumata Māori for housing and homelessness, Dale, would be the right start.
Well, in the absence of us being able to coordinate providing warm, dry shelter, even emergency homes for those most in need, I guess we just have to muscle up as we do Māori and invite them to our marae, as you've been doing for many years now. Feed, tautoko, and support. Even though we can't say, well, here's a whare for you, we can say, here's a kai for you. That's all we can do at this stage, I guess, Huri.
Well, at least it, Dale, gives them some breathing space, okay? People to catch their breath, to sort of figure some stuff out. You can't do that from your car. You can't do that sleeping on the couch. You can't do that in an overcrowding situation. You can't do that from a motel and all the rest of it. That's what it's designed to do. It just happened to be really good at putting people into homes when they were ready to go, Dale. 606 whānau we've put into Homes Dalhall. That's 202 family units. You learn a lot when you talk to that amount of people. They're doing the same thing all the time. One of the blessings, I suppose, Dale, is we've started rebuilding, renovating the marae, including some transitional facilities, where we'll be able to take on more people. But more so, Dale, the strategy has to be an indigenous lens, and whānau go when they're ready. More so when they get to their whare, Dale, there's no more mimitata. They stay in their whare, they do what they need to do, and we help them build to retake their mana motuhake. Some people have mana, Dale, but they can't find their motuhake. And that's the whole purpose of our kaupapa manaaki tangata erua.
Tēnā koe. It's really good talking with you. Thanks for taking time out to share some whakaaro with our listeners.
Ka pai, ngami. Ka pai, mōrena.
Mōrena.
Kia ora.
Ore Moana Dennis from Te Puia Marae here in Tāmaki Makaurau.